Hi, you're listening to James H. for Life. This is episode 1, Popular Misconceptions of Term Life Insurance in New Jersey. Thanks again for tuning in. Today we're going to be talking about popular misconceptions regarding term life insurance here in New Jersey. So term life insurance usually has people's mindset in one of two camps. You know, I've been doing this for several years now. I've sat down with a lot of different people. And with term life insurance, I usually hear one of two things. Either term life insurance is the best way to go and the only type of life insurance you should consider purchasing, then take the rest of your money and invest it in the market, build your wealth. That's camp number one. Camp number two, term life insurance is a complete waste of time. You shouldn't even bother with it. I mean, you don't even get anything from it. Once the policy expires, then it's over and it's a waste. So buy something permanent. At least you'll have it forever and you can use the cash value and all of these different things. And so that's camp number two. Here's the thing. Neither one of them are wrong. It's just typically people don't understand what a policy was designed to do. See, any life insurance policy can be a great policy under the condition that you know why you bought it and how it functions, and you use that policy the way that it was designed. So if I buy a term life insurance policy to cover my eventual death, well, that's absolutely foolish because who knows when I'm going to die? I could die tomorrow. I could die by the time I'm done recording this podcast. I could die 7,000 years from now. Who knows? And the problem with that is a term life insurance policy is eventually going to expire. It won't necessarily be there when that day comes. So to take care of a permanent need, term life insurance is not the right pick. But on the other hand, when you're a growing family with a lot of risk to cover, term life insurance can make perfect sense, because if you were to try and buy a half a million or $1 million in permanent insurance, you're going to pay a mortgage every single month to cover one person. I mean, it is very easy to get into the hundreds of thousands of dollars in permanent coverage and have to spend $1,000 or more per month, even if you're young and healthy. It gets expensive really quickly, and that bill never goes away. So let me ask you something. Let's say you have a family, you have a mortgage that you have to cover, you have growing children, you have a spouse that you love dearly that you want to make sure if something were to happen during your working years that they're taken care of as well. Like, you have a lot of protection on your plate and you need a half a million dollars in life insurance or more to make sure that, God forbid if that happened, your family's okay. Which would you rather pay? $60 a month for the term policy to last you, we'll say 20 years-ish, or $600, $700, or $800 for a permanent policy when you have a bunch of other mouths to feed. Both policies will accomplish the same thing. When you die, they'll pay out the same amount of money. The difference is you're paying way more for that permanent policy than you are the term. Now, if you happen to be very affluent and that's a drop in the bucket to you, well, then that's okay. I mean, that's fine, but that's not most people. So with that being the case, wouldn't it make more sense in that particular instance to buy a term life policy for the duration that you know that risk is going to be there? And then when it's over, it's over. That's why it's as inexpensive as it is. It's because you're only paying for the death benefit. Term life insurance is also known as pure insurance. That's what we call it in the industry. So, yeah, you're not going to have all the bells and whistles and stuff that you can get with a permanent policy, you're not going to have the cash value options, but that'd be silly. There's other investment vehicles that you can use to maximize your money and to build wealth. And that, in many instances, that's the smarter way to go, in my opinion. So, am I against permanent insurance? No. Am I against term insurance? No. What I'm against is setting up a policy to do what it was never designed to do, and also having expectations for that policy to do what it was never designed to do. See, what you need to do is you actually need to sit down with an agent and discuss this. Discuss your financial goals. Discuss what your immediate concerns are and what your long-term concerns are. You can wrap it all up and take care of life insurance really in one sitting if you have a wholesome conversation. If for no other reason, you can at least come up with a plan for the future and set realistic expectations when you work with a good agent who knows what they're talking about. So the takeaway from today would be this. Term life insurance isn't bad. It's not the end-all be-all. You have to understand, well, why am I buying it? And how do I want to use this? That way, you won't go wrong. You will never go wrong. It doesn't matter what company you buy life insurance from. If you understand how the policy works, you won't go wrong. How do you understand how the policy works? You have a very good agent. Don't pick the guy that's been doing it for a week. Please don't do that. We'll get into that on another podcast on how to pick a good agent and how to recognize them. But please don't pick the guy that just, you know, got pulled off the streets by the company to sell life insurance, because they're not going to be the one to steer you in the right direction. Pick an agent that's seasoned, that knows what they're talking about, and will sit down and be able to educate you. So with that, that's all I've got for today on term life insurance. If you have additional questions or if you have ideas for a podcast that you'd like me to do, please send me an email at jameshforlife@gmail.com. I'd be happy to entertain the ideas of your inquiries. And also, if you'd be interested in discussing life insurance further, you can please contact me through email at jameshforlife@gmail.com, or you can check out my blog at jameshforlife.com. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Have a blessed day.